This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Kids are spending more time than ever before on digital devices such as smartphones and tablets, and sometimes it's costing parents a bomb. According to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, many apps promote themselves as free, but once kids download them and start playing them, they end up paying money to go on to the next level. Delia Rickard is the Deputy Chair of the ACCC, and she's on the line to tell us why they're concerned about this. Hi, Delia.
Hi, Katrina.
Have you received complaints about this from parents?
We have received complaints about these. We call them freemium apps because they're promoted as free. You download them, but then you discover they're what we call in-app purchases inside them. And to actually get the most from the game, to get the premium elements of it, you actually have to pay and make these in-app purchases. And some are small amounts, $1.99 here, $1.99 there. Others, though, you know, a tap of a screen and you can be asked to spend $110 on donuts.
Wow. What kind of costs are parents ending up with as a result of this?
Well, the worst one I've seen was a parent who complained to us and their child had spent over $2,500 in a single 24-hour period.
Wow.
And I met another mother this morning whose child ran up well over $1,000 in a two-day period because these games are quite addictive. You know, they're almost like a drug. They get you in. There's bells, whistles, splash. You're competing with your friends and, you know, you just want to keep going.
So do the providers of these apps make it obvious that there will be costs once you start playing, or are they sometimes a little bit sneaky about it?
I have to say a little bit sneaky about it. You can download these things from either the Apple Store or the Google Store. Apple now says in small print, you know, in-app purchases may apply under the free thing. They're in the free part of the store. Google is less likely to do that.
So they should have a separate part of the store, really, rather than saying they're free, shouldn't they?
They should, and any details you really do have to search for. So we've written to Apple and Google and expressed our concerns, so we'll be talking to them about ensuring that we get improved disclosure here.
Yeah, what else would you like to see change?
One of the things we're trying to do today is to let parents know what they can do to protect themselves from this kind of bill shock. And if you go to ACCC.gov.au, there's all sorts of good information. We've got screenshots, real dummy's guide for people who've never done anything with apps before, about how to disable in-app purchases. So you can do that on your smartphone or on your iPad. And we've also... So that's one way of taking care of the problem. Another is, in fact, not to connect your app store to your credit card and just have the kids rely upon the iTunes cards, Google vouchers that they get for Christmas and birthdays.
And they can only use up the credit that they've got.
And then they can only use up their own credit, which shows them, you know, in using that, then that's money they don't have available to download some music or something else they may want. There's also an issue that making sure that you've got the password... You need a password to access your credit card on these accounts. At the moment, after you enter a password, you can make multiple purchases in the next between 15 minutes and half an hour. There's a process, at least under Apple, where you can turn that off so you need a password for each purchase. And again, the ACCC website has a step-by-step guide for how you can do that.
I think I need to have a look at that myself.
Look, I think you do. I'm the parent of a fifth grader, and until we started work on this, I was completely unaware of most of these things, and I talked to my friends who've got young children at primary school, and, you know, this is new to a lot of parents.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've heard about things called parental controls, but all I did was put a passcode on my iPhone, and I don't really let my daughter play with it much, but I can only get away with that for so long. I know that. Look, there is one other entirely separate concern that I hear from time to time, and that is that these kind of games are priming kids to become future gamblers. Is that something that you see as a potential problem?
Look, I mean, the ACCC, that's not our area of expertise, but you can certainly see similarities between some of these and poker machines. The same lights, bells, instant gratification. It plays upon similar emotions, I would say, to some of the gambling emotions.
Yeah, there you go. So just another thing for parents to be mindful of, maybe in selecting games, you know, fairly carefully, I guess.
I think that's good advice.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Delia Rickard.
You're welcome. Take care.
Yeah, she's the Deputy Chair of the ACCC. And that website that Delia mentioned is ACCC.gov.au, and there's all sorts of info on there that can help you with this.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.